Welcome to another episode of The Neil Damrell Show with your host, myself, Neil Damrell, founder of Damrell Coaching, bringing you simple and honest advice on all things cycling related, helping you to cycle faster and recover quicker. Plus, sharing my personal experiences on all things health, wealth and mindset. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to the show, and in today's episode, we're just going to talk to you about my ultimate post-ride recovery routine. So if you're like myself and enjoy a good weekend ride, might be coming back from a four-hour bike ride and looking at how you can recover the most efficient way possible to get over the ride, but also make sure you're aiding the body in the best way possible to recover. So going into following week's worth of training, your body is recovered fully and you're ready to hit the ground running again after recovering from a hard weekend ride. So whether you're a dedicated cyclist, runner or gym goer, these recovery sessions could make a massive difference of how you feel and perform. So I'm just going to go through them and let's dive in. So initially, if you are going out on a bike ride, you want to be getting your fuel right. So first things first, let's talk about fueling during the bike ride. So proper nutrition is the backbone for a successful recovery. So during your bike ride, you want to make sure that you load up on energy bars and carbohydrate drinks. This keeps your energy levels high and steady and prevent any mid-ride slumps. And also staying hydrated is really important. So make sure you're drinking regularly throughout the ride to avoid any parched feeling and make sure you're on top of that, and obviously increase that depending on the temperature of your ride. When it comes to fueling efficiently, aim to consume 1 gram of carbs per hour per kilogram of body weight. So for most people, that will range between 60 to 90 grams of carbs per hour. And if you've not used to anything like this in the past, my advice will start off at the 60 range and increase that up to maybe 60 to 90, just to allow your body to get used to digesting that amount of carbohydrates to begin with. Over time, you become more accustomed to it, so it becomes easier. And I tend to consume most of my carbohydrates while riding through a carbohydrate drink, which becomes more efficient than consuming plenty of energy bars. Next tip is making sure you stay hydrated. So in terms of hydration, it's a no-brainer. Water is ultimately the ultimate elixir for recovery. I've personally learned the hard way that a slight hint of dehydration can really wreak havoc with my muscles and overall performance. So once I'm off the bike, I am chugging water like there's no tomorrow. I simply make this an essential step that goes a long way to aiding my recovery faster. Also, to aid your hydration, aim to have a pinch of salt and squash to help replenish the electrolytes that you've lost during the cycle ride. And if you're a salty sweater, then this becomes even more important. So the electrolyte sodium in the presence of glucose actually activates the sodium glucose responder, and this helps to indirectly pushes more water into your bloodstream, helping you to hydrate more efficiently. Also, another key thing in terms of my ultimate post-ride recovery routine is that I take the plunge. I am a big fan of ice baths, so this is where I'll jump in to a 15-minute cold plunge just up to my waist and then follow that with a warm shower. I found personally that this combo helps to flush out the lactic acid in my muscles that can build up during exercise. And after doing so, just allow my muscles to feel a lot more refreshed afterwards. And the cold bath might not be a comfortable experience, but for me, it's totally worth it for the benefits that it brings. And I tend to feel a lot more energized the next day following such episode. If you don't have access to a bath, then a cold shower will do. Focus the cold water on your legs to aid recovery. And on a side note, if you do come back from a cycle ride, maybe during the more colder winter months, and you're already feeling pretty cold in your body temperature already, then get into a hot, nice warm shower for 15 to 20 minutes. And this can also aid recovery just as efficiently, maybe as a cold bath will do, but just in a more relaxing way. So some people prefer hot therapy, cold therapy. They do work in different ways, but certainly I'm a big fan of the cold therapy. But if I am cold from a winter ride, then I am jumping into a hot bath more than a cold bath. I'm certainly not as I'm not a sucker for punishment as one might believe. So yeah, hot showers, certainly a great way of aiding your recovery too. After you get in from your bike ride, you also want to make sure you're smart with your nutrition to optimize your recovery. So once I've warmed up, ready to eat, I focus on my post-ride nutrition. It's critical to give your body the right nutrients to repair and refuel. So I'll go for a combination of proteins and carbohydrates. This can be a mixture of sort of some pasta and some fish. I tend to go for some oily fish like tuna, mackerel, which helps to increase the good cholesterol in the bloodstream, low in saturated fat as well. And the carbs help to replenish energy stores while the protein aids in the muscle recovery. And these act like a tag team in terms of helping provide goodness for your body. Also, make sure having a recovery protein and carbohydrate drink within 20 minutes of finishing your ride is really essential as well. And this really helps to take advantage of protein synthesis, where your body's process of building a new muscle and more muscle glycogen uptake as it is at its most efficient within that 20 minute window. So I've used Science and Sport, their Rico recovery drink, when I was cycling from John O'Groats to Land's End. After each ride, I would get in and have that, just make sure that's the first thing I drink. And then a couple hours later would be my dinner. So making sure I have that first of all will allow my body to start recovering while I was showering and preparing my dinner or having dinner prepared for me. And this is a really good mix of carbohydrates, about 22 grams and 20 grams of protein. And they also contain electrolytes and vitamin minerals to help support recovery as best you possibly can. I'm not sponsored by them or affiliated by them in any way. This is just a product that I've used in the past that I thought I'd share with you just as a side note, just to make sure that I'm more transparent. But this is what I've used in the past and I found this works well for me. There are probably other recovery drinks out there available to you. But just make sure you've got a good combination of carbohydrates and protein to make sure you get that adequate recovery based on the recovery drink. After my hard workout, also going to focus on balancing my rest and treats. So make sure you indulge a little bit. I'll grab myself a protein shake, an apple, but also treat myself, maybe have a pizza or a bit of ice cream in the evening. And I just focus on making sure that I don't overdo it and keep things in moderation. And this way, applying striking a nice balance between the two just helps your body to rest and recover and also allow your mind just to enjoy the rewards for the hard bike ride that you put in the morning. And then finally, one thing I really focus on as well after a long bike ride, a lot of cyclists tend to lie down, elevate their legs to let the bloodstream come back towards the heart, which does help aid recovery quicker as well. But I am a big fan of going out for a nice walk as well, just to make sure I stretch my legs, to limit any kind of season up of my legs if I'm just sat down and not doing anything after a long bike ride. So up for a leisurely walk to keep my blood flowing, aid of recovery, nothing too strenuous, maybe just going out for half an hour to an hour, get a bit of fresh air. And this will help just stretch the legs, prevent any possibility of them getting stiff. And even though it's been a busy day on the bike, this just helps me to enjoy the day as well, make sure I'm not just lounging out and being a comatose watching TV for the rest of the day. So try and make the most of the day, get out for some sunshine and a nice walk. So in terms of the final thoughts when it comes to my ultimate post-ride recovery routine, then I would say these strategies has really helped to transform how I feel after a demanding bike ride. And remember, it's not about doing everything perfectly, but rather finding what works best for you. And I just wanted to share what I tend to do after my weekend rides and to see if that maybe you might be able to take something away from it today to help support you after your weekend rides as well. So after your next run, workout, maybe consider incorporating some of these recovery tips into your routine. And if you've got any thoughts, feel free to drop me a thought over on Instagram. If you connect with me there, send me a comment. If you've got any questions about recovery or any struggles you might have, then also let me know. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM with any questions and any thoughts on the recovery strategies that I use to help aid my body after a hard weekend ride. So that wraps up today's episode. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, or if you haven't, send us a review over on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Then if you are enjoying the show, feel free to pop over there, send us a little review. It really helps out the show, get it to more people. And we'll leave it there for this week. Hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we'll see you again soon.